Blog Talk Radio.
After all that I've been through, I still have joy. 1, 2, 3.
Understood. Don't talk about.
put some hands together. Come on.
Straight to the point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. You better get excited because the doc's coming up after some announcements and another song. Woo! Yeah. This is Straight to the Point Global. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have been tweeting out all day. I know it. You've been tweeting out all day, ladies and gentlemen. Put that number out there, 347-843-4559, where you can hear live Dr. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. That number again is 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to tweet that out to at least 30 to 40 people while you listen to the broadcast, no matter if you're on your Apple or Android device, no matter what it is, you'll be able to listen to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, one more time, 347-843-4559. Hey, for those who like to chat or send a message to Dr. Henderson as well, You can hit us up in the chat room, guys, as well, and go to Blog Talk Radio. It's a family network. Go to blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That's blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be glad to get that information to her. If you send me a chat, we'll make sure she gets that information. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Get ready. We got another song coming up, and then Dr. Henderson. But put your hands together for yourself and get excited about the Lord. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And after these claps, guys, we are not going to wait. We're going to open up the mic for Dr. Henderson.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I bring you greetings. I bring you blessings. I bring you joy, happiness, unspeakable joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I bring you encouragement on tonight, and I thank you so very much for tuning in with us on the Straight to the Point. We're excited to have you guys with us on tonight. And for those who are just tuning in, and if you haven't been on for a long time, or if you're just tuning in, I want you to know who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues, as we offer real solutions for everyone. For the Bible is clear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Again, I'm excited that you guys have tuned in. I am definitely not going to be before you long on tonight. I actually wasn't going to come on tonight, but, you know, I felt the pulling in my spirit, so I decided to come on and just to greet you guys and to say hello to you all and just to have a quick discussion with everyone. To bring some encouragement and to bring some light on what's going on, you know. And so, again, I thank you for tuning in with us. We usually have a four-part segment show, which is the word or a motivational word or a word of encouragement, and then we'll go into what is called the business spotlight, and then we'll go into our social media segment and then our relationship segment. So tonight we're going to see where we're going to end up. I am, like I said, I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to just quickly speak with you all, salute you and greet you, and just to encourage you guys to, you know, don't get caught up on what you see in the natural, that this too shall pass, and there's definitely God is really working in the midst of it all. A lot of it may not even look like God is in the midst of it, but he is, and a lot of good is really coming out of this, and somebody might be saying, how could you say that? I could say it because when I listen to the people who have recovered, those people, and when I mean this, I'm talking about all that we're talking about. I mean, what we're experiencing, what we're saying about the COVID-19, people have to stay home, people, you know, have lost jobs, people have been furloughed, people have lost lives. You know, like I said, it's something good is coming out of this. Something good is coming out of this. You know, I can say that on today because I believe the word. The word of God says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of them who love God and them who are the called according to his purpose. And so therefore I know that according to Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the plans that he has for each and every one of us. He has good plans for us. He has great plans for us to bring us to our expected end. So if his plans are great and good, it's going to take us to our expected end. The thing is, what gets most of us is that we, you know, when God shows us a promise or when he shows us something, you know, great, sometimes he doesn't tell us all that we have to go through or what we have to endure to get to that expected end. Amen. He has a great expected end for each and every one of us, but sometimes God don't show us or tell us that in order to get to that end, that we got to go through some things. We got to go through some trials. We got to go through some things that will test our faith, that will test our belief, that will test our trust. And so I just want you to know that at the end of the day, we got the victory. We got the victory, and we are not defeated. I mean, it may look like or you may feel like you are because, you know, in your spirit, you're probably heavy in your heart because of seeing loved ones pass. And let me just say this. I empathize with each and every one of you all on tonight, those of you who have lost loved ones to this evil, demonic spirit, Apollyon. That's exactly what it is. You know, Apollyon comes to bring sickness and disease in the earth. And those of you who have lost finances, who have lost jobs, to Pharaoh, because Pharaoh is over the financial system, he comes to wreak havoc in your finances. He comes to wreak havoc in your, you know, or to try to keep you from prospering. And then those who are dealing with Satan, he's over the religious system. He wants to shut down churches. He don't want nobody to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want to see people come to the Lord Jesus. He doesn't want to see people change. He doesn't want to see people saved, sanctified, or filled with the Holy Spirit. So what does he do? He shut down all the churches. And let me just say this. I understand for safety reasons. So let me just back up, you know, because you do have to put in protocols to keep people safe. But when it becomes a thing where you're shutting down churches but keeping liquor stores open, and that's a problem. You know, liquor stores are essential, but the church is not, then that's a problem. And so, you know, you have to see who's behind this. A lot of people say, well, it's God's judgment. But, you know, God allowed it, but Satan is all over this. You think God will permit liquor stores to be open? You think God will permit liquor stores to be essential? You know, no. God, you think God will permit abortion clinics to be essential? No, that's the devil. His hand is all over this mess. You know, his hand is all over it. But who allowed it? Yeah, God allowed it. You know, God allowed it. He allowed it and say, you know, okay. You know, but I'm going to tell you, certain people, you can't, you know, like he allowed the enemy to come and come up against Job. He said, you could take everything from him, but you can't touch his soul. So I want somebody to be encouraged on tonight that God loves you so much that he has confidence that you're going to prevail, that you're going to win this task, that you're going to come out of this stronger than ever before, that, you know, he offered you up and said, you know, you can touch things around them, but you can't have their soul. So the remnant, which the blood-stained banner, the blood of Jesus, is across your doorpost and all over your house, the devil can't have you or your family. He can't have your children. He can't have your spouses. He can't have your family members. You know, I told the devil, you can't touch nobody. There's no negotiation. I don't negotiate with devils. I don't negotiate with demons. I don't negotiate with the dark world. You know, there's no negotiation. You can't have nobody that I love. You can't have nobody in my family. The blood of Jesus is against you, devil. You know, so you got to be steadfast and tell that devil, you can't have my children, my grandchildren. You can't have nobody. I don't even care if they're a distant cousin. You can't have them, and you better not touch them. Amen. And so in saying all that, you know, let me just get back to where I just want to encourage you guys and let you know that, you know, God is not surprised about anything that's going on, but a lot that you guys don't know that, you know, there are so many people recovering from this situation that the news is not letting you know. Who controls the news? Who controls the media? The devil. Amen. He is the prince of the airwaves. He had people working for him, you know, and they don't want to report that God is healing people, that God is delivering people from this stuff. And not only that, that there's a cure for it. They don't want to report that. They don't want to report that people are being healed from this new medication. And it ain't even new medication. It's been around forever. They don't want to report those types of things. They don't want to report that it's working. You know, they want to look at what is not working too. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at what is working for, you know. You have to be careful of what you're listening to. You know, these people that's on a lot of these news stations, they don't serve our God. They don't believe in what we believe in. They don't have faith like us. They believe only in strictly, you know, sometimes just strictly science. And a person who just strictly believes in signs and don't believe in God, don't believe that God is the creator of the heavens and the creator of the earth, they just strictly rely on signs for everything to make their decisions. You know, I can't get well. Because, see, as a Christian, And I'm not saying that something is wrong with science, because it does help us in many ways. But if you're just basing your decision strictly on science and not, because if you're doing that, then that means that you've left God out of the equation, and God can't be left out of the equation. You know, God is God. And you know, he's the unmovable mover, the unchangeable changer. He created the heavens and the earth. So I lean on him. I lean on what he say. You know, now don't get me wrong. I do thank God for the scientists and the men and women that he has given the knowledge, you know, to help us in certain situations. But when it becomes a thing where you're strictly relying on the scientists, then that's the problem, and God is not happy with that. You can't put nobody in, you can't put your trust in no man. God said, don't put your trust in no man. You got to trust God. God got the final say. If God says, you know, this is what I want you to do, you got to do what God tells you to do. You know, just ask Noah. Ask Noah. When Noah was, you know, we serve a God of instruction, and I keep hounding on that. I keep hounding on that. But let me just do this right quick before I, you know, I go further into my discussion. I want to thank Ty Tribbett on the song Victory. Then I want to thank Kirk Franklin on He's Able. Then I want to thank Fred Hammond on Blessed in the City, Blessed in the Field. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. It's going to work in our favor. And God has already turned it around. There, God has already put, you know, things out and things in motion. We just got to use those things. Now, if you got something that you can use to save people's lives, why would you wait for folk to die before you try to use it on anybody else? If you got something that you got the evidence that and proof that it can save lives, maybe it doesn't work 100%, that's okay. But if it worked 85%, that's good enough. If it worked 90%, that's more than good enough. If it worked 95%, that's awesome. People don't, you know, I mean, even with the flu vaccine, people get vaccinated for the flu and they still die, you know? So you can't say because the medicine doesn't 100% cure folk that you don't want to use it, so you're going to wait until 100,000 people die before you realize that this stuff works. That's not good leadership. That's not good. So what I'm saying is that when God, you know, if somebody is praying and asking God for a cure and God allow you to, you know, go back and get something that worked for something else, then you need to use it. And I'm just going to bring that into the spiritual, even with us. You know, when the prophet went to the widow house, he said, what's in your house? She was trying to figure out how she was going to make it, but she already had the tools she needed to survive, to not just survive, but to become very wealthy. It was in her house. The prophet said, what's in your house? Everything she needed, she already had. I want to encourage somebody on tonight. It ain't always something new that God got to do for you to prosper. It ain't always something new that God got to do, amen, for something good to come out of it. It ain't always something new that never been seen before for it to be God. Sometimes everything that you're looking for, everything you need, you already got it inside of you. You already got it in you. Even when God told Moses, when Moses was scared, God said, what's in your hand? He had already given Moses the rod. Moses didn't even realize he had something powerful in his hand that he could use to be prosperous, to help him, that would help him do miracles, signs, and wonders. So tonight, I want to ask you guys on tonight, what's in your hand? What do you already have that you think is that you're inadequate? What is in your house that you can do, that you can look around and become prosperous? You worrying about losing a job. You worrying about, you know, finances. What's in your house? You know, the woman, she had oil in her house. And the prophet said, pour some oil in the bottles and go sell them. Amen. She had that oil in the, she had it already in her house. She didn't have to go buy any oil. She didn't have to go buy any bottles to pour the oil in it. She already had it in her house, but it was the prophet who awakened her and had her realize that what she was looking for was already there. So I want to encourage somebody on tonight and let you know that what you're looking for is already here. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, my friends. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And so a lot of times we got to go back and reevaluate what we already have. And if you read the Bible, there are plenty of stories to support what I'm saying, especially about the prophet and the widow, the prophet and the woman who owed a debt. And the prophet, always comes alone, and he always asks, what do you have in your house? Amen. So I want to ask you guys on tonight, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your house, inside of you, in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind? What is it? What is it that you can be innovative and creative about? Amen. And allow that thing that you have been dreaming about years ago, and allow it to be it to curtail you and catapult you to move and do what it is that was already there, that God had already put inside of you to do. Amen. And so I just want to, and I'm just having a discussion. I'm even talking about, you know, I think I'm going into the social media aspect of things and everything on tonight. But in all, I just want to encourage the people, and I want to let you guys know that there is a medicine out here. It's being tested. It's people have been using it, and people have been getting healed from the COVID-19, that it's already out here, and that people are being healed from it, okay? People are being healed from it. However, because people want to play political footsies, you know, they're making this thing so political, and the people are dying. They would rather see 100,000 people die than to, you know, humble themselves. Amen. They would rather see 100,000 people die or more than to humble themselves and say, okay, let's make this thing work. Do you think that's God? God not in that. That's the devil. God is not in that. God wants people to live. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to, you know, he wants you to survive. You know, God gives life. He don't want to, God gives life. Amen. He holds the keys to life and death, but God gives life. God wouldn't be withholding something back so that people could die. Amen. So you got to be able to look at these things. And there's side effects to every medication. It's side effects to any medication that you take. Amen. So people don't want to talk about that. You know, perfect example, isotone for acne. Those side effects worse than isotone. And the acne medication, that side effect is worse than this other medication they want to use in COVID-19 for patients with COVID-19. But they ain't banned isotone. They didn't ban that acne medication. Why? Because it's expensive. It costs a lot of money. This is about big pharmaceuticals, people. This is about big business. Pharaoh, controlling the finance system. Amen? Because there's a cure for COVID-19. Amen? It's out there. So, and Sam, what I'm saying is that we should be focusing on a cure and a vaccine. Amen? But if you get the cure before the vaccine, go with the cure. Try to cure as many people as you can, not count body bags. Who in the world want to sit back and count body bags? Seeing Americans drop dead. Seeing Americans suffering. Seeing Americans can't breathe. Seeing Americans can't, you know, see their families dying alone. But you know you got a cure and you won't put it out there for the people? That ain't God. That's the devil. God is the one who gave, you know, people the wisdom to find out that this is the cure for this. Amen. So I just say it's going to be blood on the hands of the people who are withholding this medication from going to folk who are out here suffering and dying. Their blood is on your hands. And I want you to hear me and hear me clearly. God is not pleased. If there's a medication, and there is a medication, and I posted it on my page, that can heal people who can help people. I'm not saying it's 100% effective. Nothing is 100% effective. You improve as you go along, just like the medication for HIV. They still don't got a cure for HIV, but they improved the medicine as they came along, and then eventually, you know, they got it to a point where people not dying like they were before. People are living longer and healthy lives. They got medicine for HIV now, whereas not only people are living a long and healthy life, but people are able to even have sex with somebody who has HIV by just taking a pill and they won't get it. But we remember back in the days, years ago, that was not so. So, you know, you can't be afraid to try medication, especially when you got evidence that it's healing folks. Don't concentrate on the small percentage of the people it's not healing. Concentrate on the high percentage of the people that it's healing. Like I said, if you got 78 out of 90 people, if you got 78 people healed from it, 78 out of 80, right, people who got healed from it, or even 77 out of 80, even if you got 70 people out of 80, okay, 65 out of 80, that's still a good amount of folks, of lives that you're saving. Why let these people die? Why let these people suffer? Why let these people, you know, that's a horrible death to suffer, to not be able to breathe, for your breath to be squeezed out of you. That's a horrible death. Anybody to succumb to, for anybody to have to go through. That's torture. That's torment. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Amen? So what I'm trying to say, and I'm just basically talking about America because I'm an American citizen, you know, born and raised in the United States of America, you know, but it's all over the world. But other countries is using this medication. We are the ones that are being slacked. We're trying to be politically correct. All this political stuff going on, planned political games, political frenzy with one another, and people are dying. And that's what got us in this mess in the first place. All this political mess going on, back and forth, political games, back and forth. God ain't pleased with this. I keep telling y'all that God ain't pleased with all this political stuff, trying to hurt each other, bring each other down. You know, it even got into the churches when you got pastors being political, pastors telling people if you're a Republican or a Democrat, don't talk to this person, don't support this person. God ain't pleased with none of that. You wonder why he allowed it? To get your attention, okay? So what I'm saying is there is a medication that has been used on a lot of people, and they've been healed from it, okay? Go to my Twitter page. And you can read the stories. Go to my Twitter page. You can read the stories of the people who have been healed. We keep talking about death, but what about recoveries? What about recoveries? I like what God told, you know, David. When David had lost, his loss came from a battle, came home and found that everything that he owned was gone. Everything he owned was lost, even his wives, his children. And not just that, but the men who fought in the battle with him, their wives and their children too, gone. David was distressed. He didn't know what to do. Found him the same men that fought in the battle with him turned on him and said, if it wasn't for you, if we wouldn't fight in the battle with you, we would never have lost our wives, our children. And David became distressed, but David, the Bible says he dropped to his knees. But before he did that, the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord his God, reminding himself, encouraging himself that if God did it before, then God would do it again. Amen. So if God brought vaccines and cures before for the people, he got them again. So don't get discouraged. And the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, and he finally came to himself and dropped to his knees and said, God, what's the plan? What's the strategy? And God told him, he said, before God told him, he asked God, should I pursue these truths? And the Bible says that God told him, he said, you shall recover. You shall pursue. You shall recover, and you will recover all. Pursue, and you will recover all. So I want to talk about up recovery. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that eat the fruit thereof. I don't want to keep talking about the doubts. Yes, they are important. Every life matters, but let's talk about the recovery. What did God do? The devil want to keep bringing up all the people that died, all the people, oh, and it's all over the news with that all these people that died, but you seldom see anything about people recovering, people, you know, God healing people from this thing. All you hear is the devil putting on every news channel, fake news, every news channel of people dying, putting fear in folks, telling folks don't do this, don't do that. And yes, let me say safety is first. But at the end of the day, we also need to see the positives too. So don't just show the bad, which the devil does always. He, you know, magnify the bad, but show the good too. Show that folks had overcome this thing. Show that folks God has totally healed people from this COVID-19. Show that God is got the victory. Amen. So folks can give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. And so I want to talk about that on tonight. I want you to know that you shall recover and you shall recover on. Stop looking at the bad. Stop listening to the devil tell you all that's wrong in your life. Stop listening to the devil telling you, oh, you got to stay home. Ain't nothing going to change. You know, nothing good. You know, you owe this and bills this and, you know, finances acting up. But listen to the word of God. Read the word of God and what God says. God says you the head and not the tail. You above and not beneath. You're the lender and not the borrower. Listen to the word of God and what God says. He said, I own a cattle on 1,000 hills, and I would be happy to give you more than one. He said, I want to take you to your wealthy place. He said that if you trust in me and put me first, he said, there's nothing that I will withhold from them that walk uprightly before me. God says that he has benefits for you for serving him. There's benefits for serving the Lord. He said you should have long life. He said that he will restore your youth like the eagles, my God. So you got to be able to listen to what God says. Stop getting caught up on what the TV says. Half those people don't even serve God. Half those people don't even believe in the Bible. They totally believe in science. Most of them are atheists, and you listen to them. You're listening to them. You're believing what they're saying. You better listen to God, the God that created everything, that owned everything, the God from everlasting to everlasting, the God that sit up high and the God that looked down low, the God is from death forever, the God that is present everywhere all at the same time, the God that created man. That's who you need to be listening to, okay? So in saying that, you need to continually to rehearse and speak life, not death, and command your dry bones to live, and tell the devil you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord, and tell the enemy that he can't have your mind, that you got the mind of Christ. You're putting on the mind of Christ, and you're pulling out everything that will try to exalt itself above the name of Jesus, everything that will try to exalt its name above the mighty hand of God. Amen. You got to be bold and tell the devil you belong to God, and you can't, and he can't have you. COVID-19 can't have you. HIV can't have you. Diabetes can't have you. Heart disease can't have you. Obesity can't have you. None of those things can have you, because you belong to God. Amen. And so in saying that, and I'm about to end just that quick, I want you to be encouraged on today. And I want you to speak good things. Turn off the news when they start talking about all this bad things, all this bad stuff. You know, if you ever listen to something and all day long they talking about nothing but negativity, but you don't hear nobody talking about recoveries and gains and anything positive, you need to turn it off and open up your word of God. Turn off the news and turn on the Bible. That's a word for somebody on tonight. I said turn off the news and turn on the word of God. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. I hope y'all were taking some good notes. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to give Dr. Henderson a round of applause for that powerful message tonight. Powerful, powerful. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much. Wow. Hey, I got to go on record with you, Doc. I don't know why these scientists think they're the only ones that know something. Who you think the great scientist is? His name is God, ladies and gentlemen. He is the scientist. He's the one that created everything. So I'm going on a record with you on that one, Doc, that God is the great scientist, ladies and gentlemen. He's done everything, everything. Don't forget that. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. And for Dr. Henderson, for those listening around the globe there, and we're going to mention only your last four digits, and we're going to keep it moving. So God bless you. Our first caller, one of the best people on the planet, 1795. You're on the air with Doc. Bless you.
1795 on deck tonight. Amen.
That sounded like a radio show.
That's right. That was just 1795 on your dial.
Amen.
I thank and praise God for yet another powerful word and another powerful session on tonight. You know, I could just come on right up in here and just take this thing on in tonight, you know. But
yeah.
I totally do understand exactly where you're coming from. You know, first of all, let me just go back. You know, you always pick songs. I don't know if you pick them or how they come about. Always pick songs that really just set the tone for everything, you know, to come afterwards. You know,
Bye.
You talk about I still have joy and He's able and how blessed that we are, you know, in
yeah.
spite of everything that is going on, in spite of
That's
everything.
Right.
All of the trouble,
yeah.
the trauma, the evil, the bad, the negative, in spite of it all, we should
yeah.
still have joy because our God is
yeah.
able to do anything. And we are still
yeah.
blessed. No matter
yeah.
what state we find ourselves in, we are a blessed people because of who we are. We belong to the Almighty God, the creator of everything.
Yeah.
Just as Dr.
Yeah.
Juan just said, the creator of everything that has
of
created
everything.
Everything. And He said
yeah.
that everything that He created, it was good. However you
yeah.
see it in whatever lens that you're looking through, you better see it good, honey, because that's what He
yeah.
said. You know, and instead
yeah.
of looking at what's going on, let's remember what He said. He said, everything
yeah.
that I made is good. Everything
yeah.
that I made is good. And while you were speaking, you know, one of the scriptures that came to my mind was Philippians 4:4-8. And when He was talking and telling us what things to think on, He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and whatsoever things are honest and whatsoever
yeah.
things are just and pure, whatsoever things are
yeah.
lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report.
Good report.
He said,
yeah.
good report. He said, if there be
yeah.
any virtue, any standard, He said,
yeah.
if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yeah,
you
think
know?
On these.
And so while you were speaking, I was like, you're so right. The TVs need to be shut off, the social media, because all you're
yeah.
getting swarming around is a bunch of negativity, a bunch of lies, a bunch of things that
yeah.
bring you down, that's depressing
yeah.
people. You know, turn it off and turn on some music and move the dining room table out the way. And let's play
right.
hot jacks or something. You know, we're not forgetting about what's going on because we're led
right.
by the Spirit. And our Spirit
right.
is always in a praying posture. We're praying constantly, but we have to be able to turn the environment around and to turn the TVs and all the negative things off and begin to do
That's
it like
right.
God says and to think on the right things, things that have a good report
That's
so that
right.
we may build and encourage ourselves in our faith
That's right.
so that we may be able to invoke joy and laughter. You know, laughter is a medicine. Healing
That's
that
right.
needs to take place, we need to be laughing. You know, because I guarantee
right.
you God is sitting upon His throne and He's laughing at Satan. Saying, you ain't did
right.
nothing. You ain't
right.
did nothing but what I have already ordained before
right.
you even came,
right.
before
right.
I even made you. Mind you, did you hear what He said before I even created you? I had already
That's
planned
right.
it. So you don't
That's
have
right.
nothing to do with what's going
That's
on,
right.
but even though you think you do for evil, but He said, I am the one that has created everything. And we have much to be happy about. We have much to be glad about because there is a lot of cases that are being turned around. There is a lot of people that's overcoming the virus. There is a lot of people that's shaking
right.
the virus. And there is a lot of healing going on. And like you said, the media only reports what they want because it's political. It's all about
it's
politics.
Political.
It's all about
it's
the money.
It's all political.
Every time,
right.
Yeah. Every time
right.
they put a big scare out on the TV, everybody
right.
runs to the store and they start spending more money. And so they're
right.
crazy. They're building the economy at the same time, you know. And on top of that, they're going to help us even build it more. They're going to give us some more money, and then they're going to bring another scare out so we can run and spend that. And so it's about political. So the stocks can go up, and they can get richer. Right. They can get richer, and they can get more powerful. And I'm like, we ain't paying no mind to that. While y'all doing that, we down here dancing, praising our king. We down here administering the word of God to those that are lost, getting those saved. We're down here
right.
having us a good time in the Lord. We ain't studying you.
Right.
I ain't studying you. And so this is a good word tonight to turn those TVs off. Turn them off
right.
sometimes. Just turn them on and
turn
enough
them
to get the
turn on
just
God.
To see. That's right. And turn on God and get you some dancing music on it. Get your dancing shoes on and start to praising the Lord and building yourself up in His faith and just encouraging yourself. So I thank God for this lesson again tonight. I'm glad to be on tonight.
Amen.
To the
and
word
God
of the
bless
Lord.
You.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
As well.
Amen. Thank you so much. Dr. Henderson, we got some callers out there for those who want to be part of the program that are not regularly on with us. Just hit *1 on your phone. That'll put you in queue. *1 will put you in queue for those who are new to the program. We thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point. Dr. Henderson, our next caller is 7999, one of our wonderful callers. God bless you today.
Amen.
Drop the mic.
Yep. Drop
Hallelujah.
It. Drop it.
Hallelujah. Dr.
Drop
Henderson,
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to piggyback on something because you spoke about a song from Ty Trippett. And
yes.
this song been going on in my spirit for the longest, and it also
Amen.
Deals with the situation that I'm in. But
mm-hmm.
you know, the song that he had out was, if he did it before, he'll do
uh-huh.
it again.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, it was years ago when I was bedridden and they told me I'd never walk again. I was walking.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God, if you did it before, you'll
mm-hmm.
do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So on top of that, Dr. Henderson, this was an awesome, awesome message because when you were talking, I was thinking about how God was even using the president to say some things because when you said fake news, I almost went under the bed. Okay. But, you know,
right.
I want to share this passage of scripture if you all don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
It's Psalms 24. The earth is
yeah.
the Lord's
Love
and the
it.
Fullness thereof, the
Love
world
it.
And they that dwell therein.
Oh,
he
mm-hmm.
has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods.
Mm-hmm.
Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall
yeah.
stand
mm-hmm.
in his holy place?
Yeah.
yeah.
He that has clean hands
yeah, pure
and
heart.
A pure heart.
Yeah.
Who has mm-hmm. not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn
yeah.
his belief.
Yes.
He shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is the generation of them that seek him.
Yeah.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Yeah.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up,
yeah.
ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory.
King.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord
yeah.
Almighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up
yes.
your heads, O ye gates.
Yes.
Lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
King of glory.
Yes.
Who is this King of glory?
King of glory.
You want to ask?
Mm.
The
mm.
Lord of hosts.
Yes.
He is the King of glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And right there when it says Selah, I said, hold up, wait a minute, let's put a praise in it.
All right.
Yes.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, I thank you so much. You blessed my heart tonight.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Welcome. God
thank
bless
you.
You
so much. And you know what? It is time, just like Evangelist May say, it is time to, you know, turn down our plates.
That's
you know,
right.
Get
yes.
off the fake news. You know, turn on some praise
Amen.
Music. And, you know, just
yes.
dance like David danced.
Yes. Amen.
You know, God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us sound mind.
Yes.
He didn't
yes.
do that.
Yes.
So, you
yes.
know, I'm just praying that, you know, the people of God be encouraged, Dr. Henderson. I love you so
yes.
much. I
love
you too, Dr. Vaughn. Bless your heart. You know, for allowing
praise
this
him, praise
to happen.
Him.
I,
praise
you know, I've missed a couple because there were things that, you know, came up,
yeah,
but I'm so glad I didn't miss tonight because you know what? The glory train is here.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
God is feeding his people. You can feel
yes.
his spirit. You can
yes.
feel his spirit. And just like you were talking about all the people who were out of job, God is going to give you. Just wait, listen,
yes.
be still, and watch God tell you what type
yes.
of job he wants you to produce in his
yes.
name.
Yes.
Because there
Amen.
Is a big change coming forward.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes.
I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I'm just excited tonight. I'm just
Amen.
Excited, and I thank God for it. I
God
thank God
you.
For it. He has been good
God
to me.
You.
So God bless
God
you,
bless
Dr. Henderson.
All right. Love y'all. Thank you.
Love you, too. I think my husband wanted to say something.
Okay.
I just get so excited when she's on the phone because she's really just excited about the Word of God.
Yeah.
And that really makes my heart glad to know that she's excited.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So God is a you know awesome God, but you know to get to you talking about the coronavirus and I do believe as well there is a medicine out there, and there is a God who is a healer. God said that he will heal the land. That's what
yeah.
he said. He came from my wicked
yeah.
ways to heal this land.
Yeah.
So we got
yeah.
we got to stand up. We got to stand straight. We got to walk upright. We got to know that there is a God. There is a true and a living God.
Yeah.
Who still walks on, who still carries the throne, who still walk on this earth. You know, he's still here, and we just got to believe that God is in control and God is doing everything that he can. Satan has no dominion here. He thinks
that's
that
right.
Thinks
that's
that he,
right.
Thinks that he got a foothold, but he's a liar.
That's right.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a liar, and he can just go straight back to hell, excuse me. He can go straight back to hell just where he come from because he has no dominion on this earth here. You know, God has all power. God says, I got all power, and I got the whole world in my hand. God
in
got
my
hand. In his hand. He got the you and me brother in his hands. He got the you and me sister in his hand.
Go ahead.
God said, I got the whole world in my hand.
That's right.
There's no need for us to look at fear because fear is not of God. You know, these news reporters, I mean, these speeches that they have, these briefings and all this about the coronavirus, you know, hey, that's what they do. But you have to believe that there is a true and living God, and you have to believe that there is a healer of the land, and his name is
yes.
Jesus Christ. See, Jesus
yes.
is our healer. And we have to look to the hills for coming by our help, and our help coming from the Lord. And we just
yes.
thank God for the night. Thank God for the songs tonight. The victory is mine.
Yeah.
I still got joy. I got that unspeakable joy. Sanctified soul.
Man.
I know that I have Jesus in my life, and I know who I live for, and I know who's in charge of everything. God's in charge
That's
of
right.
He's a everything God. He's a everywhere God. He's a
yeah.
everything. God. He's the one and only God.
Come on here.
You know, and you know, we just thank God tonight. We just praise him tonight because God is good, and God is just so worthy to be praised. And I'm just here to say tonight, keep your head to the sky. God, because there is a God. And I just see that there is a God. There is a mighty, mighty Savior that we have. And his name is Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
That died on Calvary and rose on the third day.
Amen.
Nobody else done that.
Right.
Nobody else done that.
Yeah.
You know, we just thank God tonight. We give God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is, like I say, like my wife said, Papa said, this is a powerful word tonight. And I just pray. I heard Dr. Vaughn say people are trying to get on the line tonight. And I'm not gonna hold progress up because I want people to get on the line and say there what they got to say. But I'm here to tell you that God is a true and living God. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sir, God bless
Amen.
You. Thank you, prophetess. Thank you, elder. Thank you,
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
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 Well.
Somebody better praise him out there. I know that. You better praise him. Yes, sir. Dr. Henderson, we're going to keep it moving. We got one of the best apostles on the planet coming up, ladies and gentlemen. The last four digits is 8474. God bless you, apostle. Good to hear your voice. You're on with Dr. Henderson.
Optimum blessing to everyone. Pleasure to join in and just listening attentively to what God's saying through the woman of God and those of you who are tuned in. So optimum blessing to you. Optimum blessing to you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank
We're
you.
Honored to have you on. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. If I could, from a different perspective, just add to what's already been said, I think it would be mindful for us to remember that God is transgenerational, but also God is not a punitive God. And I say that from this perspective, when God's not punitive in that he will not cause the sins of the father to be passed on to the children. In Ezekiel 18, he said, now don't let this proverb be used anymore among the children of Israel, where because the father has done this, that the children's teeth shall rotten. And if the father has sinned, then the father will pay for the sins, but it won't be passed on to the children. And if the son has sinned, the father's not responsible for that which the son has done. So he said, don't use this proverb anymore in Israel. Now, that's in the Old Testament. So that kind of does away with the generational curse thing.
Absolutely.
I believe, you all are very correct, God is in control. But look at it from this perspective. Although he's in control, he's not a controlling God.
Exactly.
Because he gave us humanity dominion and authority in the earth.
That's right. That's right.
And so we have been empowered to foster spiritual and psychological reengineering during times of crises like this. Spiritual and psychological reengineering, because God has empowered us to recolonize, if you will, humanity and the earth back to God.
Absolutely.
We'll see the governmental rule, the governmental reign, and the governmental authority of God reestablished in the earth. And I believe we're going to see that during this time of crisis. Now, give attention, if you will, to the fact that, you know, because as I traveled the world, I was in Nigeria during the time when the Ebola crisis was going on. Very small percentages of that ever touched the United States. But this thing is touching the world now. So look at it from this perspective. Is there a possibility with the strategic timing of God that this thing may have something to do with the recolonization of humanity and the earth back to God, the ecclesiastical order of God, because we're about to celebrate what we call Resurrection Sunday.
Economies are shut down. Mm-hmm.
Economies are shut down. Stores, businesses, jobs are shut down. But look at this. From a biblical perspective, the merchandising, if you will, of Easter has been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you can't go out and buy all this stuff. So the merchandising of Easter and trying to make this thing profitable during this time when we're supposed to be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is there a mm-hmm. possibility that God allowed it to happen? So now we're going to focus on the real purpose for this thing that we call Easter or Resurrection Sunday. We're going to focus on Jesus.
Absolutely. Now. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We definitely agree with that. Everybody on this call, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely.
Amen.
We definitely agree with you, man of God. We was just talking about a couple of weeks ago how, you know, just look at the good that came out of it. Even the children that have to be homeschooled, you know, we don't have to worry about them forcing that perversion, that spirit of perversion down our children's throats, because now we're home with our children and we could teach them the right way and the right things, you know, because we were talking about, we touched on that a couple of weeks ago, and thank you. You're just coming on and confirming all that we've been talking about. We definitely believe in, you know, free will. God gave man free will. We also, you know, preach and teach that we have to walk in our authority, dominion, and power that God has given us. So you're absolutely right.
That is so powerful.
You're on point, and we are in agreement with you, sir. So thank you so much. We are in agreement with you. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. We've been talking about that. Yeah.
Praise God. The last thing that I share, you know, searching for hope, who can find it? We can all find hope, but hope is found in the Word of God, which you've been so eloquently saying. But here's something that's so very important, and let's grab hold of this. The whole world is in a place of disorder right now. But here's the thing for the body of Christ. When there's disorder in the world, that's the time for Holy Spirit and for El Shaddai to show up. Now watch this. Disorder has to be embraced because disorder is more powerful than order.
Yes.
Everyone at some stage of their life is going to have some disorder. The question is, how do we respond? Do we react to disorder, or do we respond? See, to react is weakness, but to respond is strength. So our assignment, as the body of Christ, our assignment as the extension of who God is, our role is to enter this time of disorder that's taking place in the lives of others, not to try to fix it, but our assignment is to assist the world as they navigate through this disorder and empower them to learn how to function in the midst of the disorder.
Absolutely.
And this is it. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand.
Everything else is sinking sand.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. What's your name, sir?
I'm Larry Carnes.
Oh, Larry Carnes. How are you? You know Larry Carnes. You were I came on your show years ago.
You did.
That's how I ended up with my own show. I was a guest on yours. God bless you. I love your perspective. Yes. God bless you. Your voice sounds familiar. I just had to put the voice with the name, but absolutely, we're in total agreement with you. Thank you so much for your wisdom. Thank you for sharing. God bless you.
Optimum blessing to you.
Okay. Dr. Vaughn.
I'm back, Doc. I was on mute there. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was Apostle Dr. Larry Carnes. I want to make sure the world knows that for sure.
Yeah, that was Apostle.
Yeah, Dr. Larry
He's
Garth,
a powerful man. He has his own show, guys, on the network. So please support him. I like to, you know, we
he's
gotta
on Facebook.
Support each other.
Yeah, he's on Facebook.
He's on Facebook
Larry
too,
Carnes.
And
mm-hmm,
he has
yep.
his own show on this network too. Is he still on the network, Dr. Devon?
Not regularly, not on a regular basis, but he does come on occasionally.
Okay,
yes.
I know he used to be on the
That's
show.
Right. That's right. He's
and,
moved on up.
Actually, guys, let me just tell y'all. Actually, that's how I got my own show.
That's right.
I was a guest on Dr. Khan's show.
That's right.
And I come. Yes, look at God.
Yep. That's
why
right.
we do it.
Absolutely.
I was
that's why you
gotta
treat people
Dr.
right,
Apost- Yes, I was a guest on Apostle Khan's show, and I was asking him questions, and we were talking, and then you know, I think he had me on again as a. I came
mm-hmm.
over for comments, and he had me on again as a guest. And then after
mm-hmm.
that, that's when I asked Dr. Vaughn, can women have their own show?
Absolutely.
and Dr. Vaughn said, absolutely. So that's been, but since 2012, Dr. Vaughn?
Yeah, exactly.
God.
Yeah, right.
And here we are in 2020, and look at this. Apostle came on my show this time. God bless
Praise
you, sir.
God.
Oh, God, do it. Amen.
Amen. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Back to you.
Amen. So, absolutely. This was a powerful show.
Yeah.
And we thank God for every person that spoke. And, you know, God is using, like I've been preaching and teaching, his remnant to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And to beckon man to return, you know, come back
mm-hmm,
home to
mm-hmm,
the Father,
mm-hmm.
And return from their wicked ways. And so we thank God for everybody that spoke on tonight. You all, spoke powerfully, and you added to the show. And that's what we do here on Straight to the Point. Iron sharpens iron. So God bless
mm-hmm.
each and every one of you guys. So I'm not going to do... since I pretty much in my word talked about social media and pretty much talked about that, I'm not going to go into the social media aspect of it, and I'm not even going to talk about, you know, going to the business aspect. I just wanted you guys to know that there is a curse and that, you know, we got to understand that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but there
Amen.
Is a spirit world out there that is dark. And you got people in high places who actually really serve. You got people in high places, I mean very high places, that actually serve the devil. They got satanic temples. I'm talking about people in high places that you wouldn't even think, you know, with, and they have titles and worldly titles, and they serve the devil. And they do everything that they can to try to stop the people of God from prospering. See, the devil and his demons are spirits. And so they always need a body to do their dirty work in the earth. Always remember that, people. So what me saying all that is that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual weaknesses, principalities, darkness, and high places. Okay, and so we got to fight this thing in the spirit, but we also got to cry loud and spare not, call an ace to ace and a spade, speak against wrongdoing, speak against unrighteousness, speak against the role of the prophet is to speak against, you know, call, we got to speak truth to power, and we got to be truthful to those that are in leadership, those who are, you know, leading us in this world, we have to speak truth to them. Speak truth to them and let them know, you know, God sees all things, okay? And so in saying that is that we know that there's a curse. And so, but we're going to believe God because God has the final say. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're going to give you some time back with your family on tonight. We're going to end early. Like I said, I didn't plan on coming on, but God told me to get on tonight and disclose and expound on what he informed me and to encourage the people. So I want to just tell you guys before I leave, always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast, and always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
We're gonna make it.
going on around the world. It's been another Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We approve this message, and we want you all to get excited about God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all get excited as we take you out. Have a good one. Have a good rest of the week.